You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to the 46th episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. This is the life, the entertainment. I am your host, the one, the only, Nate Boogie. Of course, I got to set it out right. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. Of course, you can always email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. I'm always looking for constructive criticism. I'm always social networking. That's my thing right there. Facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me at NateBoogie or at Boogie300. Get with me. I'll get back with you. As always, I have a great show lined up for you. My man Drake is having one of those, what do you call, excellent weeks. I'm definitely going to get into that. Lil Wayne versus Uncle Luke. Who do you think would win? Find out more. Also, the homie Method Man, the homie DMX, kicking bad habits out of their lives. Find out more about what I'm talking about when I come back. But without further ado, I got new music on the way from Nas, Wale, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg. So I'm going to go ahead and set it off right now. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go!
Me and Nas, well, let's ride tonight. It's the Tower Heist. Born in NYC Beeston, the Lord left me no choice. Christian pendants, Islamic thoughts, criminal courts. Father forgive, I wanna die like Godfather did. Standing in lineups, I'm paying lawyers, ain't trying to bid. Alliances, surveillance, watching them careful when plotting. My boys were captured on video, farewell of my partners. Ski masks and fake tags in case the car was spotted. Lavish hotels, Central Park West, fly apartments, let's rob it. Forensics get a sentence, so be the smartest. It's live, it's a Saturday night as I load up a cartridge. Let off the fully got alibis, no need to worry. Done right, we don't see the prosecutors or grand jury. Reputed mobster style, take the money and run. Count it in warehouse, leave town and live 100 years like crocodile. Straight up NYC, like a Mets fitted. This is Tower Heist, even Donald Trump can get it. You want respect, money and power, right? Well, let's ride tonight, it's the Tower Heist. You want respect, money and power, right? Well, let's ride tonight. It's the Tower Heist. Tower Heist. Even Donald Trump can get it.
I got my shades on. Got my money in my pocket. Got my J's on. Spent $100 for my watch. I feel amazed on. It's a jungle in these streets. Choppers be going bang. Yo, people need be deceased. Every day is war. Living legends, you must applaud. So like my cigar. For the foreigners living large. Dealing straight raw. The Mercedes in my garage. Your girl on my dick. And I may just feel like Minaj. I came for the cash. Me and Nas behind the mask. Cause bitch, it's a heist. Give me ice. So lose your life. My profit's so nice. Me and dog don't count it twice. It's popping tonight. Roll the weed. Give me your light.
You want respect, money, and power, right? Well, let's ride tonight. It's the Tower Heist. You want respect, money, and power, right? Well, let's ride tonight. It's the Tower Heist. Tower Heist, straight up Tower Heist. Even Donald Trump could get it. You want respect, money, and power, right? You want respect, money, and power, right? It's the Tower Heist.
That is new music from the big homie Nasty Nas featuring Rick Ross. It's called It's a Tower Heist. I'm really feeling that joint. First of all, shout outs to Rick Ross. Get well soon, big homie. Had a long weekend, a lot of issues with his health. So let's pray for his health and safety. We need some more music. MMG, stand up. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Of course, you can hit me up 773-234-5078. Now, y'all are going to trip off this one. Lil Wayne versus Uncle Luke. Now, excuse me. Sorry. Luke has issued a statement directed at Lil Wayne and Diddy and some other people or whatever. Other hip-hop artists, prominent names in the hip-hop game. And Long story short, he said it like this, quote, "I'm tired of seeing these cats using up our beaches, soaking up our sunshine, taking over the nightclubs, and sleeping with our women without investing anything into the community. I want to know when Lil Wayne is going to do more than show up courtside at American Airlines Arena." Unquote. Now, first of all, Luke, who the hell are you? Because last time I checked, you ran for a political office and I want to say you got, what, 3% of the votes? Yeah, in a losing effort. And Lil Wayne has been the only one to respond back, and he basically tweeted, "This nigga Luke tripping. I ain't feeling Khaled right now either." So you tell me that because somebody comes to Miami and sleeps with your women, soaks up the sun on your beaches, and takes over your nightclubs that I'm sure they spend plenty of money in, that they have to do something for your community and what's going on? Get the out of here. Luke, sit down somewhere quickly. What are you going to do? You going to take the sunshine and the beaches from Lil Wayne? You gonna tell the security guards not to let him in the club, right? All right, we'll see how that goes. Luke, find yourself a seat and sit in it. That'll make an album or something like that. Do something at the Shake Joint. Make another video. Do something. But that right there was a failed attempt. That's what we like to call that, a failed attempt. Shout out to Lil Wayne, Diddy, myself. I'm going to keep going to Miami and soaking up the sun and kicking it at the clubs. The women are fine, but I'll leave them be. I'm straight on that. Anyways, when I come back, my man Drake had an excellent week. Find out more what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
So what, we get drunk? So what, we smoke weed? We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out?
Hey, let me get a lighter,
that's
please.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Cause you know I'm high as fuck and I forgot one. Keep that in there.
So what, I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real with my niggas, keep it playing for these hoes. It look clean, don't it? Washed it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Keep me some 501 jeans on and roll joints bigger than King Kong's fingers and smoke them hoes down to they stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the damn with your bitch smoking grade A.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out, that's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
Yeah. You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy is getting kind of heavy. Relevant, selling it, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, four blunts like Khalifa. Put the wheat in
so
the J.
What, we
hey.
Get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun.
Smoke one, when you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
How we living,
so
dog?
What, we get drunk.
So what, you
so what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
We don't care who sees.
So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
Yeah. high school, man. Hey, Wes, I'm going to get with you in third period tomorrow.
And welcome back to the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. That was new music from Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg. It's called Young, Wild, and Free. I'm really feeling that joy. It just makes you want to live. Just live your life. You ever know how, you ever hear a song like that that make you just want to live? No, no. Maybe it's just me. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. Back to the show. The big homie Drake had an excellent week, needless to say. If you didn't check him out this past Saturday on Saturday Night Live, excellent show, excellent performance, excellent skits he did. I seen some of that old Degrassi come back out of him, you know, getting back into that acting thing, that impromptu comedy type thing. He also recently did an interview in Elle magazine speaking about his relationship with Rihanna, and he said, you know, quote, "At time it hurt, but she didn't mean to. I'll never put that on her. I was hurt because I slowly started to realize what it was. I guess I thought it was more." And he said also that was the first girl with fame that paid him any mind, you know. And he was like, "You spend all this time reading magazines about people, and then you find yourself, you know, with a number one single at a party, and there she is, you know." But in Rihanna's eyes, Drake wasn't nothing more than a jump off. She just wanted a good time, you know. So if you want to say, you know, she used Drake, then call it what it is. Females do it too. He also went on to talk about his relationship with Nicki Minaj and was saying that, you know, he could see himself, you know, after his career is over, after her career is over, them two being together, you know, like she understands where he's coming from. And I say that to say this, like, I've always had a lot of respect for Drake because you listen to his music, you listen to his interviews, and he's very, very genuine. And I don't even want to say genuine. He's very transparent. He really doesn't hide anything. He puts it out there. He puts himself out there, and he sells himself, not a persona, not, you know, some gimmick, but he sells himself and the issues that a young man with his status go through. You know, and it's very respectable. So shout out to the homie Drake. Can't wait for the new album to drop. Thank me later. I'm actually going to buy a copy. Yes, I said it. I'm going to buy a copy. It'll actually be my third album this year that I'll be purchasing. Shout out to Watch the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Cold World, J. Cole. I bought the albums. Yes, I did. Record industry is doing a 180. I'm buying albums again. Anyways, when I come back, the big homie Method Man kicking old habits, turning over new leaves, and the big homie DMX is doing the same thing. Find out more what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
And I'm open. I'm not slowing. Gotta just keep on rolling. I'm joking.
I'ma let my knife fill up the plug, let me light my blunt. And I don't really know what the fuck's in my cup, but a couple shots ever got a nigga on stuck. I'm just here to have a good time. A little white chick, a little white wine. Had a town, spent a couple nights at Towels. Smoke a weed in the streets till we all towels. And don't bother me. High shit for my broccoli. Fly shit for no goddamn reason. And y'all aight, but y'all not like me. It's MMG, and that's my click. That's BOA. See, that's my set. My CDG shit, I match my kicks and apostrophe. I'm behind that S sort of black beamer. Black to pick me up. Backwood a tree, I'm action. Now see, I've been kicking my raps good. With or without sales, I'm killing these blackheads. My rap is Noxzema, light it up for a nigga. One or two hoes ain't enough for a nigga. One or two bottles ain't enough for a nigga. Red Bull everywhere got pumpkin jealous.
I'm joking, moving fast, and I'm hoping, and I'm praying I don't pass. All I know is I'm not slowing. Gotta just keep on rolling. I'm joking, moving fast. And I'm hoping.
that. He can own that, shawty, I'ma lease that. I'ma put you in the game where your cleats at. I'ma sign that work, then release that. I don't be where the crabs on police at. I just be where the cash and the freaks at. Smoking Green Bay, nigga, I'm a cheesehead. In a Lambo, see me where the G's at. Ha, ha, 10K in my camos. Word, 10 J's and I can't move. Shades, LV was a little dough. Going hard for the days I was piss po. And go hard cause I feel it's only right to. Made back good music, the right move. Girls say everything that I write smooth. Fuck rap, I get pussy off a haiku. One time for the girls with the right shoes. Fucking with a dude, probably be the right move. Two times for the chicks with the right bag. If it's right tonight, I might bite that. Three times, show me your peace sign. Not with your hand, girl, open your knees out. Look, money what we bout. Stuntin' when we out, double MG out.
I'm talking, young boy moving fast. And I'm open, and I'm raining, I don't crash. All I know is I'm not slowing, I'm not slowing. Gotta just keep on rolling, rolling. Gotta keep at it, gotta stay focused. We focused, young boy moving fast. And I'm open, raining, I don't crash. All I know is I'm not slowing, I'm not slowing.
That is new music from the homie Wale, DMV, stand up. I don't know if that's going to be on his new album, Ambition, dropping 11-1-11, as he always likes to put it. But that one's called Focus, him featuring Kid Cudi. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie, Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. Always social networking, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Now, as I enter into the final segment of this episode, episode number 46, that is, I got to hit on the big homie, Method Man and DMX. Method Man, I've always had an utmost respect for Method Man. Method Man has always done his thing, but he has said, I'm putting aside the weed, no more smoking, I'm distancing myself from it. Y'all, the weed head, y'all know from How High and just my walk of life, I'm distancing myself from it. I'm on the bigger and better things, and I've always respected him. When he was in The Wire, getting his act on. And people are hating on him now because the man did a commercial for Sour Patch Kids. I fucks with Sour Patch Kids, long story short. I'd have did the commercial too. Cut the check, laugh, let them laugh at you straight to the bank, Meth. It's all good. Shout out to Meth Man, whole Wu-Tang Clan. Also, the homie DMX, of course, you know he was recently released from prison. And I can honestly say, I think this time was the final time that you'll see DMX from behind bars. You can tell his brother from another mother, Swiss Beats, has got a hold of him and pulled him aside and said, we gonna get this thing back. He kicked the habit. He was addicted to cocaine. He just fired his management team, people that were just leeching off of him, didn't have his best interest at heart. He's put everything to the back burner. That means I'm no good. Shout out to the homie DMX for doing his thing also. The man has 10 kids by six different baby mamas? It's all good. Not judging. Just stating the facts. You got some mouths to feed, big homie. So shout out to the homie DMX. Shout out to Method Man. Shout out to anybody out there getting their life in order. That was the meaning of this segment. Anybody can do it. Get your life in order. Have fun with this thing. You don't have to include the negativity all the time. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and close this show out. I'm Nate Boogie. If you listen to me every week, continue to listen. If you listen to me for the first time, continue to listen. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Shout out to my lovely assistant, Miss Tiffany Tip Tip. Check her out online. Tweet at her, @tip_soul_fly. Ladies, keep up with the latest in fashion and everything else. I'm out this thing. It's the 46th episode. Also, how could I possibly forget? You can now download the podcast on iTunes. Type in Boogie 300. No spaces. No spaces at all. Just Boogie 300. Download them to your iPad, your iPhone, your iMac, whatever Apple product you got. Download it. Anyways, I'm out this thing. This is the Life to Entertainment. This is the Boogie 300, and I am Nate Boogie, and y'all have a safe, prosperous week, and I'm out. Peace!